What is going on, everybody?
Oh, good morning, good morning.
What up, Rich?
Hey, Wiggy.
What's up?
How are you?
Yay.
Courtney, don't let him get to you.
I won't.
Right off the bat in the Twitch chat, these trolls are talking about how they have seen them or they saw it, and it was spectacular. And don't let them get you going.
I won't. You know what I didn't need this morning, though, was waking up and, you know, while I'm brushing my teeth, I'll open Twitter or something and seeing the cesspool that is the responses to us posting us talking about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. What?
I mean, get a life, people.
Oh, I mean, people love the boobs.
No, it was quite the opposite.
Don't worry
about
it.
It was between how is this show still on air? Did I just watch The View? Little Miss Piggy? Someone called me? Sir, if you have a fake Twitter account with a fake photo, you are a loser.
All right. She was very popular, though, Little Miss Piggy.
Yeah, but I'm not Little Miss Piggy.
No, you're not.
You don't have a pig nose.
No. I think he
was talking more about my body, which is just as bad.
Comparing this show to The View, I mean, I'm hoping that none of the hosts on The View have had an unfortunate wardrobe malfunction issue on their Instagram. No disrespect to any of them.
You do try to push your left-sided views on most people.
So I'm Whoopi and you're Joy?
Yes.
And you would be Sunny?
Oh, I would like to be Sunny.
Okay. First of all, the fact that you know who is on The View means that you are not doing enough prep for this show.
Right. Well, I mean,
I just want to make that clear.
I feel like you go home and turn the TV on, you got to see it.
Yeah, okay.
It's
morning,
like Jerry Springer.
Hi, Greg.
Your Red Sox got a win last night.
Thank God.
How do things stand when it comes to the bet between you and Baseball Bwet? What's the deal on the Baseball Bwet bet?
Well, I believe the number was 76.5. So,
oh, boy. Okay. Red Sox got to pull another 7 wins or so out of the Rabbits. You know what? I was berated. I ended up going out for dinner last night. I know that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me.
Yeah, you never do that.
I ran into a very nice individual named George who listens to this program every day. And George was berating me for not standing behind the baseball team in this city and suggesting that it was ludicrous that with 30 to play or whatever, that I did not believe being 4.5 games back from the third and final wild card spot was something that was surmountable, if I could say that. I believe it to be insurmountable. Now, I will acknowledge the Red Sox won the game last night.
Yes.
That being said, the hopes and dreams of the entire region, the nation, as some would call it, seem to be fizzling away. That is my personal take on it. I was happy to go back and forth with George, but I personally believe that unfortunately it's time to look ahead to the offseason for the Boston Red Sox.
And while I hope George is correct, I hope that you made a bet with George for, was it Ocean Prime you were at, I think?
It was, yes.
Maybe a dinner on George come October 16th?
I didn't want to engage in any kind of food wagering because that's too risky.
Right. I mean, it is possible. Only 4 back. I'm not saying they're going to do it.
You said that it's over.
He's asking the question on whether or not, I mean, George was asking him.
Is it likely or unlikely?
It's unlikely, okay. But there is a possibility.
Thank you. I just want to be on record as saying it is highly unlikely that this Red Sox team that has finished in last place 3 of the last 4 seasons.
Yep.
Now, that's official. We're looking at being, you know, once again, not a playoff team for 4 of the last 5 seasons. So it is highly likely that that will be the occurrence again. I get that,
but there is a chance.
And it's very disappointing. Is this a major market?
I believe so.
Remind me, is Boston a top 10 sports market in the United States?
Yeah, I believe it's number 7 or 8.
Okay. Should we have, are Red Sox fans entitled to a competitive baseball team?
I would say yes.
Based on how much it costs one to go to Fenway Park.
Oh, definitely.
How much it costs you to get a dog and a beer at Fenway Park. If you want to bring your family, it's a car payment.
Glizzies aren't cheap.
To go to Fenway Park. And so I believe that this city is owed a competitive baseball team. So that's my issue with it. Hope springs eternal. I hope, Wiggy, you're right, and they're somehow able, with 30 left, to win 24 of them. But I don't find it to be likely, and it's really disappointing to me. That's all.
No, I get that, and I think
it's even more disappointing based on how they were playing in the lead up to the All-Star game.
Right.
Okay? That's it. And I don't, we talked a lot about it yesterday. Are there guys on this team that give up every August? Do they somehow become fatigued in August? I you can give me the explanation. Wiggy puts a lot of it on Alex Cora. I do not. So
we know where you put the blame.
I put the blame with the front office. I do.
I mean, they made moves. I heard Bradford talking about this yesterday on the afternoon show. They made moves. You know, they went out and they got players for the bullpen that everybody wanted, excuse me. And those guys just haven't performed up to par. But you still blame the front office when you put no blame on the players.
But just because you make moves, you're supposed to make good moves. Like, that's the difference here. You can say all you want. Well, they made moves. That's what you guys wanted out of them. But it's their job to make the correct ones to make sure that we're still competitive.
If you go get a guy and you hope this guy can do what maybe you expected him to do, and he doesn't do that.
But that's a swing in a miss.
That falls on the front office. I think, but it falls on the player, right?
Have they gotten a guy who had an immediate drop off once they joined the Red Sox, or did they just get guys that have been middle of the road?
No, I wasn't the Garcia guy, like a pretty decent.
Yeah, but it's been middle of the road. Pretty decent is not what we needed on this roster. I think that's what.
The problem is, you wanted something. They did something. It didn't satisfy you. You know, so.
Well, the result doesn't satisfy me. Not the moves.
Blame the player.
I mean, is it a desperate moment for a Major League Baseball franchise if you have to go and grab somebody who is 44 years old and drag them back to your franchise to throw the baseball? Like, is if Rich Hill at age 44, which is just 13 years younger than I am, is expected to save your franchise? Is that a desperate spot to be in? I'll answer for you, Wiggy. Yes.
No, I know that.
Yes.
I understand that. But you got, like, when you think of the Bruins, right?
Yep.
And you think of Lindholm. Was it a bad move for the Bruins to bring in Lindholm and give him a major contract? Or was it a good move, and then he just hasn't been able to perform at the level you
expect? Yeah, I put that on the player but that player was a $5 million player who was in the prime of his NHL playing career. It's a different scenario. That's on the player.
Just sounds like you're moving the strike zone. Because before the trade deadline, you say just get anybody. Add pieces.
I have some actual audio of a Red Sox fan watching Rich Hill at age 44 arrive here at Fenway Park, if you'd like to hear it. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
All right, here it is.
Are you going to die?
Okay. That's fantastic. All right, well, anyway, welcome to your show. We got a lot to get to on this morning's program. And Curtis remains out and on vacation, seems to be enjoying himself. I talked to him yesterday.
All right.
I shared a photo yesterday in our group chat from Lonnie Paxton, and Curtis told me he wants you to immediately identify every player that is in that photo, if you can do that.
Oh, you shared a photo?
Yeah, you responded. You commented on it.
Oh, did I? Why did I think that came from somebody else?
What?
No, you know why? I thought it came from somebody else.
You did just say, that's classic.
Wait, yeah.
You thought that came from somebody
else? Yes, because I was...
How are you confused in a group chat when it says GH?
No, but I was talking to somebody else right at that moment. You know when you're talking to a couple people on text message and then you just respond them?
Were you talking to real people or were these...
No, it was real people.
Were these like ghosts that appeared...
No, these are real people.
Kush time.
No, these are real people. But okay. I was getting a bunch of texts and like having multiple conversations.
Was it confusing to you because Greg said LP sent this to me? Like they're boys. So you were kind of jealous a bit?
No. I was talking to somebody else that I was like, oh, okay. That's a cool photo that he sent that person.
Who was the other person?
And it's, you know, just somebody.
Oh.
I mean, you ask too many questions.
I want to know.
Feds over here.
I want to know.
Man.
Courtney's just interested in me.
Yes.
Some multiple people. How about that?
I think that we need to create some sort of a new group text rule, which is that after a certain point, Wiggy is so far gone that we can't include him in the group text messages. It might be 11 o'clock after the views.
No, like Curtis sent a story that he already sent before.
Yes.
So I saw that and I was like, well, you know. And then, like I said, when you're having multiple conversations on text message.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to my, actually, I was talking to my boy, Courtney. You really want to know?
Yes.
My man, excuse me.
I don't remember his name. I was talking to my man.
Hold on. You know that little thing in the back of your throat?
What, it's, the uvula?
That little tickle thing?
Yes.
For some reason, I woke up and it's like, you know, it's tickling the back of my throat.
It's overreacting.
Yeah. I don't know what it
is. He's stalling.
No, maybe because I sleep with my mouth open.
You got to get your tonsils out.
No, but
you got to tape your mouth.
I tried that. I've done that before, but it's difficult.
Yeah.
So
did you accidentally post a picture of your uvula on Instagram?
My man, I want to say this. I was talking to him, Courtney. Ayub. Ayub Farah. He's my man.
Ayub. Okay.
Shout out to my man at Bathworks. So me and him were talking about some about him hooking me up with some stuff.
Okay. Dang. What do you need?
No. Hey, he got my ride looking so fresh and so clean. So let's say that. Okay. Shout out to him. And so we were talking. So you know how you get those back and forth messages, and that's when I thought like, oh, okay. He might have sent that. That's why I said that's class.
Oh, yeah. No, that was Greg.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, Courtney, you know how many text messages I get a day? Yeah.
Well, anyway.
All right, weird flex.
But don't you guys don't get a lot of text messages a day?
Yes.
I get a lot of them.
I mean,
yeah, I try to answer all of them if I can.
Right, and if you get caught up in a stream, what's it called, a thread, where you got multiple people texting you, that's what happens.
Problem. Greg's more of a phone call guy, though. If you send too many back and forth with Greg personally, he'll just pick up, which I like.
Yeah, well, I try to encourage. It's a weird thing. I try to encourage humans to actually interact personally with other human beings.
Yeah.
But most people don't like talking on the phone.
It's a weird thing, huh?
Most people don't like it.
It's why. Well, like, why don't people?
I don't know. I think it's just the text messaging world we live in.
I think it's because they have become uncomfortable talking on the phone or they are lazy or whatever. But oftentimes going back and forth with five text messages about, in the case of Courtney, work or some sort of something that's important is an absolute waste of time, and you can't really get to what the individual feeling is, what the person is saying. So I am, yes, I remain a phone call person.
And I like it because a lot of the times it's gossip between you and I, and I don't want it in writing.
Yeah, no, I am unapologetically a phone call person. I feel like you can, a lot of times you're going back and forth, and rather than just like go back and forth for 10 minutes on text, just pick the phone up, settle the issue, get the work done, whatever it is.
But then you get caught in this tornado conversation.
I don't mind having conversations with other people.
You're like, how the hell do I get out of it now? We're just stuck here. Just we're not really saying nothing.
No, I actually,
you know, we're stuck in this conversation on the phone. It's like, all right, cool. You said what you had to say. Now, how do I get out of this tornado?
You say goodbye. It's this crazy word that they invented.
I actually enjoy it. I enjoy the back and forth.
No.
Here's a comment in the Twitch chat, which is terrifying about the world that we live in. Saying that, and it's from I am Ian Jerry 2023. Project managers that I work with under 30 won't even go to job meetings on site because they don't want to meet with other people.
Right.
Oof.
That is a little bit alarming.
Yes.
That, you know, I don't want to go all old man screaming at clouds thing here, but
when people call me, I'm like, why are they calling me? Like, so when you call us,
I call you sometimes,
and I'm like, damn, what happened? Did something go wrong?
Because I can't decipher your. Oftentimes, you are texting me, and I don't understand the lingo. Okay, so I need to clarify what you're saying.
I just like, oh. Did something happen?
So I pick up the phone and call you because I'm trying to be gregarious.
There are certain people that if they call you, you think somebody died. But when Greg calls me, I just know that it's going to be a good scoop. Like, I just know it. When I see his name, I'm like, who did he just run into?
I have some good scoops here.
So y'all are spilling the tea, huh?
That's it. All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show, including our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. And then they said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will certainly talk about what Jacoby Brissett said yesterday on this very radio station about being the week one starter. Ooh. I've nearly had it up to here with who is going to start for this New England Patriots football team. So I'm hoping that we will have some sort of resolution of that today from Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, we will.
And then we'll get to the news with Courtney at 7:30, and we will discuss how one set of new parents learned that you should watch your four-year-old when he is near the ancient pottery exhibit at the museum. So we will get to that. For the new parents that are listening to the show this morning, this is Derek from Pepperell. Hello, Derek.
I think Wiggy named me the ambassador of the Greg Hill Show, didn't we?
I believe so.
Yes, he did.
There we go.
So I don't have much power, but go ahead.
Yes, he did.
There you go. Check this out. I'm pulling into my property right now. It's Courtney's two baby deer and a mother deer eating apples.
Oh.
I'm looking right at them.
You're
like Snow White.
You know what? If Courtney were there, she would pose behind the baby deer and take her boobs out.
I heard that. Oh my God, they are tiny. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Oh my God, they're so
not.
Tiny. Anyway,
I mean, did you see them? They're not tiny. Oh, you're talking about the baby deer. Yes. What are you calling about there?
Greg, it's definitely a generational thing. I am the same way. Absolutely the same way. I hate texting, first of all. A couple of texts, and that's it. I'm calling. And you never understand in a text. It's always it can be very much misunderstood. In a conversation, you can always tell if somebody's heated, not heated, or whatever. And I will just say to the young kids on the show, Courtney and Shyam, start using the phone. It's not the worst thing in the world. It really isn't.
Derek, they should break out the rotary dial just every once in a while.
I hate phone calls, but anytime Greg calls, I'll answer.
That's what I would say they should. Yeah. All right, that's Derek, the ambassador, as Wiggy named him, the ambassador of the Greg Hill Show, and that means that he has
diplomatic immunity.
Big money.
Do you want to get to what is trending? Somebody is very upset because their New England Patriots quarterback hero is no longer. So let's get the trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. The Zappy era has come to an end as Bailey Zappy is part of the 16 players released by the Pats yesterday.
Believe in Zappy.
Other players of note, running back Kevin Harris, who had that touchdown.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're comfortable with Ramondre Stevenson, and they got a couple other guys.
Gibson.
Gibson.
I'd be worried, though, because Ramondre's been banged up here and there. Yeah. So I was surprised by that because I thought he looked good in the final preseason game.
I think it's because they wanted to keep the extra receivers for now. Mm.
Jeez, they've got enough.
They
of
have
them.
Seven of them.
Yeah, they got a ton of them.
That was the thing. Like, they only have three running backs. I'm shocked. I am shocked they kept JaMychal Hasty, though, over Kevin Harris.
You think Bailey Zappe ends up on a roster somewhere else, Wiggy, this season?
He might get a practice squad opportunity. I think he had a few of those last year, so he might get one. But we all saw that coming. I mean, was there anybody that really thought he was going to make the team?
I was in denial. Yeah, I thought he was going to make the team.
You knew they weren't going to keep four quarterbacks. So, yeah. Right, if you know they're not going to keep four and they're going to keep three.
I assume the decision was between he and Joe Milton.
Right, and they drafted Joe Milton, and Joe Milton is just has unbelievable athletic ability. He's a massive, you know, 6'5", 240. We know that from hearing Chris Collinsworth that he could throw the ball 100 yards.
Yeah.
Did you really think they were going to keep Zappi? Mm.
Well, also kicker Chad Ryland got the axe. The Sox get a win. They end their five-game losing streak with a 6-3 win over Toronto. They've got another one with the Blue Jays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start, opposing Chris Bassett. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough, Will Fleming, and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Like Greg said, the Sox called up Rich Hill from AAA Worcester yesterday. One outing for the 44-year-old would make him the only active player to appear in a game in each of the past 20 seasons.
Amazing.
Yep. And looking for something fun to do on Monday nights? Why don't you try out Time Out Market in the Fenway? It's your outdoor movie night destination every Monday through August 26th. It's movie night on the lawn at Time Out Market. Enjoy free popcorn and a night under the stars. Visit timeoutmarketboston.com. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 69 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. It's going to be quite possibly the last toasty day of the year, as the high today is 88.
What are you talking about?
What?
Where are you getting this information? It's going to be the last warm day of the year?
Greg, it says 88 degrees today. The next week and a half, it doesn't get above 80 as the high.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, the last toasty day of the year.
It has gotten above 80 in September, hundreds, maybe thousands.
Yeah, but today could reach 90, so that's why I'm saying it's going to be the last toasty day of the year. Could still be warm out, still be nice out, but today's the last real toasty day of the year.
Okay. All right. Well, if they were appropriate when it came to your diet, I would suggest that later on you might eat your words. But I
do love toast.
I understand that you're just a fill-in weather guy, so it's really not my place to criticize.
Yeah, sorry. I won't editorialize going forward on the weather.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Our leads are coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,